Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie's here to tell us what we can watch. We are starting off on our small screen for a show that was only on the big screens last, September? It's actually a fairly recent release and it's now available on Sky Show, so you can watch it on your little screen. We're talking about Don't Worry, Darling. Susie, tell me all about it.
G'day, Kat. Yeah, I love that about movies these days. They're at the movies for a little while and then, bam, we can see them at home. So we don't have to leave. We can leave our sweatpants on. It's my favorite thing. So yeah, so Don't Worry, Darling is hitting our small screens on Sky Show at the end of this week on the 24th of February. So this movie, it will kind of give you Stepford Wives vibes, but it kind of stands alone as its own psychological thriller. So what's it about? Alice and Jack, they live in the idyllic company town, which a company town is like a town that's owned by a specific company. But the women are discouraged from asking too many questions and even discouraged from venturing into the surrounding desert of the company town. Alice starts to see and experience things that have her questioning her husband, his boss, and the company that they work for. But the townspeople of Victory, they don't want their comfortable lives to be put into jeopardy, so they will do anything to keep Alice quiet about the things that she discovers.
Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
All of you wives, with you all the time, we men, we ask a lot. Can't you see? Discretion above all else.
Boys and their toys, at least we know they're getting work done.
Welcome to the Victory Project.
What do you think they're really doing out there?
What do you mean?
So, give me all of the Hollywood goss on this one in a minute. Aside from the love triangles, someone being served divorce papers whilst on the press tour, or the fact that there really should be a comma between worry and darling, but there isn't, which bugs me more than any of it.
You're absolutely right. This one was just filled with drama behind the scenes. Before the movie was released, everyone was talking about it. But, you know, I think that there are other things to this movie that we should discuss other than, you know, the spitgate and all of the fighting that was apparently going on. So one thing that I found out that I thought was quite interesting is the original script for this movie was based on a screenplay that was written as something called a spec script. So what is a spec script? That is a script that no one asked for. Literally, someone wrote it in their, you know, office at home and was like, I'm going to become a Hollywood superstar. I'm going to write the next best script. That's literally what they did. The script writer writes a script and then tries to sell it to producers and movie makers in the hope of it being picked up. So this is how they used to do things, you know, back in the old days, but it is not how things are done now. Nobody, you know, is picking up scripts or spec scripts anymore. But this one did. It was a pretty rare situation and it did get picked up as a spec script. So there you go.
Olivia Wilde directs this one. Thank goodness we could do with more female directors in Hollywood, please.
Absolutely. It's so nice to see some women represented on the screen. And Florence Pugh might be my newest favorite woman in Hollywood. She is funny. She's so talented. If you haven't had a chance to catch her acting skills yet, there's so much. There's plenty of chances to see her flex her acting muscles, which is a pun because she was in a movie about a wrestler called Fighting With My Family. And she's also starred in big movies. She was in Midsommar, which is excellent, Little Women, and even she plays a spy in the Marvel Universe. So rounding out her talent is a recent voice acting job in the new Puss in Boots movie, where she plays Goldilocks.
Excellent. That one is out this week on Sky Show. Don't Worry, Darling. Let's take a look. You mentioned Marvel, so I presume that the next one we're about to talk about is indeed Marvel.
You know I love a nice segue, Kat. This one is Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. This is a Marvel movie. It's the third movie in the Ant-Man franchise and the 31st in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. 31 of them. Aren't we done yet? Who knows? So in this one, we're treated to a return of Ant-Man and Wasp. This time they need to stop Kang the Conqueror, who is trapped in the quantum realm. Kang needs Pym particles in order to get his ship and a special device that will allow him to go anywhere and anywhen in time. Pym particles are controlled by humanitarian efforts run by WASP, and so their theft will have a devastating effect on the world.
Where can we catch this one?
So this one is going to be at the cinema, and it is out now.
Let's have a quick snippet from the trailer.
It can rewrite existence and shatter timelines. You cannot trust him.
I don't care who this guy is. I just lost so much.
Looks like Paul Rudd is being very serious in this movie. Is he? I'm used to him being a kind of a bit of a funny man, to be honest.
He is, but this one is for the fans of the MCU. Or perhaps, like you say, it's one for fans of some really high-caliber actors, including Paul Rudd. Along with Paul Rudd, who plays Ant-Man, you've got Michelle Pfeiffer, you've got Michael Douglas and Evangeline Lilly. They all join for this action-packed superhero film.
Check that one out. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. I just don't know if I was going to be any of the superheroes. Ant-Man, it seems like just with the name, it wouldn't be that exciting. Or maybe like my superhero power would be being able to detect where sugar was in my vicinity at any time. But it turns out, no, it's sort of bending time. So I might be a little bit wrong on what Ant-Man is about. I should probably go and check it out at the cinema. If not, though, I will be at home watching Don't Worry, Darling, which is now on our small screens on Sky Show. Thank you so much, Susie, for telling us what we can watch this week.
You are welcome, Kat. Enjoy the movies.
Big screen, little screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.